answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
When we look at Iran through our values and through our sense of logic and reason, we often come up with the wrong answer. And I think where the regime is twofold. One, they shut down the Straits of Hormuz to achieve a singular purpose, and that is to stop the war. And they achieved that. And as a result of that, the United States and Iran went into negotiations. And their second objective was not to cut a deal, and that's why we have no deal after all these weeks. The second objective was to delay the negotiations as much as possible and play for time. They believe that the political economic pressure on President Trump is what stopped the war to go to a ceasefire, and they believe that will increase, if time increases, the pressure will mount so much so that President Trump would do one or two things: make major concessions to the regime, or number two, just pull away and declare victory.
That is Major General Jack King. And the underlying point, all of those in this nation, leftist in particular, legacy media along with them, continuing to shout, oh, we're in such a quagmire already and it's going to go south. Trump doesn't know what he's doing. He's not even competent. And every one of those remarks echoes across the Iranian regime. And they see that as a weakening of support for President Trump and dividing our nation as to what we're doing in trying to make sure Iran does not get a nuclear weapon. This is not just about a blockade to shut off their oil, because that also does bring in money, but because Iran still insists it wants a nuclear weapon. And I told you in a commentary throughout today, something I would say has been called shameful by the U.S., but I say it's diplomatic term for BS. The U.N. ended up appointing Iran as part of a non-proliferation nuclear treaty. Iran. And every word against Trump and what we're doing and against our troops in the field, downrange, in harm's way, emboldens Iran to think if we can just hold out a little bit longer, Trump will be forced to crack and back off. I want you to keep that in mind, because that's really what they're doing. Make no mistake about it. They would deny it. They would say, we're just raising legitimate questions. Yeah, but why don't you begin with legitimate questions instead of illegitimate claims? The word did come down today from the Supreme Leader, a written statement. Still no visuals of him, but stating again that we are going to have a new legal framework and management system for the Strait of Hormuz, and we will be free of America in that waterway. And one of the Iranian admirals making another statement that adds fuel to the fire, suggesting, in fact promising, soon you're going to see Iran unveiled a mysterious and terrifying new weapon. He said, the U.S. is deeply afraid of our new weapon. They don't give any indication of what it is. They just want you to hear the language and the noise, once again, to divide and frighten the American public. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors, USA, April 30, 2026. And reminding you, with Larry Connors USA, we're here for you Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. And tomorrow we will be on at noon. And Jamie Allman has taken some time off, so no three martini luncheon tomorrow at noon. Larry Connors USA with tequila, vodka, and whatever else you want. And of course, we will also air again at 6 to 8 tomorrow evening in case you miss the noon. And with Larry Connors USA, you are going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. In fact, in next hour, I have a question. Did the Trump security detail actually shoot the Secret Service agent that got hit in the chest in his bulletproof vest? I have a reason I'm raising that question. I'll get to that in our next hour. And also, you're going to get legal advice. We have a lot of storms that have already run through the area. More will be coming throughout the spring and summer. And my guest will be one of my sponsors. I'll make it very clear to you. I don't try to hide it. Under Law. Jim Under Jr. will be joining us talking about what you need to know regarding storm compensation. That's coming up in our next hour. And later in this hour, I mentioned yesterday, I have issues with the latest indictment against James Comey. And we're going to go back over that as well. And the story behind the story today, Teflon. How many have used Teflon to cook and have no stick to the pan and be very happy about it? Teflon, at one point linked to illness, cancer, death, deformities. The story behind the story of DuPont and Teflon. Now back to where we are right now with Iran. Pete Hegseth testifying, our Secretary of War, telling Congress, I want you guys to remember, all of this was set in motion by Obama.
Under this administration, unlike other administrations, which cut bad deals and pallets of cash with no ability to oversee whether Iran is actually pursuing a nuclear program.
Which is where we're at.
We want to litigate JCPOA or the Iran deal. Our view, the president's view, is that was a very bad deal.
Okay.
It gave them a
That's
bunch the of money
past.
Up front.
What's the future?
To fund, you talked about negotiated deals. Funded, allowed them to fund their proxies and spread okay. Hamas and Hezbollah all around the region, build up nuclear capabilities.
That's great. What are we going
to
do now?
President Trump has been clear-eyed from the killing of Qasem Soleimani to the pulling out of the Iran deal to Midnight Hammer and now to this effort to recognize that you have to stare down this kind of enemy who's hell-bent on getting a nuclear weapon and get them to a point where they're at the table giving it up.
Yeah. It all goes back to Obama. Remember him shipping pallet loads of cash in the dark of night to Iran and later releasing $1-plus billion to them, claiming, well, we would have had to pay it to them anyway because the international court under the UN would have granted it to them. Well, then make them grant it and then not pay it. You could have done that. But no, they were looking to be apologetic and being friendly with Iran. And Iran saying it will not build a nuclear weapon, according to Obama at that time, during Obama's watch. But they were still working on it. And then in appearing before Congress, Hegseth gets hit with a question about Trump's stability.
Do you believe that the president is mentally stable enough to be the commander in chief?
Did you ask the same question of Joe Biden for 4 years?
Mr. Secretary, Joe Biden is not the president. Mr. Trump has been president for a year and a half, and I'm asking you
right
now.
And I won't even engage with the level of disparagement that you're putting on the commander in chief, who indeed is...
Mr. Secretary, Biden is not the president.
He's the sharpest, most insightful commander-in-chief we've had in generations. And you want to compare, you want to ask that question after you and your fellow Democrats defended Joe Biden, who could barely speak and didn't know what
Secretary,
day of the week it was?
Mr. Secretary, as you know,
he governed through an auto pen. He had a Secretary of Defense who went AWOL for a week.
Mm-hmm.
I can't
Mr.
be
Secretary,
gone for 10 days, for 10
I will,
minutes.
I will reclaim my time.
Gentlelady's time.
They don't want to talk about Biden. They want to focus on Trump. But he's right. You never raised that question once about Biden's capabilities while he was commander-in-chief, nor the fact that his Secretary of Defense at the time, Austin, went missing, not even letting his staff know where he was going, into the hospital for an operation. They want to deny, deny, deny. And then, of course, you continue to hear them say, Trump is getting us into a quagmire.
I hope you appreciate how reckless it is. When I said reckless, feckless, and defeatist of congressional Democrats at the beginning, that came after watching you say the same thing on CNN this morning, a quagmire. My generation served in a quagmire in Iraq and Afghanistan, years and years of nebulous missions and utopian nation building that led us to nothing. The way you stain the troops when you tell them 2 months in, 2 months in, Congressman, you should know better. Shame on you. Calling this a quagmire 2 months in. The effort, what they've undertaken, what they've succeeded, the success on the battlefield that creates strategic opportunities, the courage of a president to confront a nuclear Iran, and you call it a quagmire, handing propaganda to our enemies. Shame on you for that statement. And statements like that are reckless to our troops. Don't say I support the troops on one hand and then a two-month mission is a quagmire. That's a false equivocation. Who are you cheering for here? Who are you pulling for?
Yeah.
Our troops are doing incredible work. They've done incredible things for the entirety of this mission and achieved incredible battlefield successes. And you sit there and go on TV for your clickbait about quagmires. It undermines the mission. Your hatred for President Trump blinds you to the truth of the success of this mission and the historic stakes that the president is addressing, which the American people support. Iran's been at war with us for 47 years. You want to talk about a forever war? For 2 months, this president has stared them down. He's going to get a better deal than anyone ever has and ensure that Iran never has a nuclear weapon. I know the American people support that mission, despite your loose talk and words like quagmire.
And they went deeper than that. One member of Congress went so far as to call and state that Secretary of War Hegseth is guilty of war crimes, specifically targeting narco-cocaine boats headed to our shores. And he points out, you want to know what they did during the World War II when they suspected someone of war crimes in the German submarine division? They executed them. That's what he said. I'll let you hear it in full detail in our next hour. Now, back to the issue about the indictment against James Comey, former FBI director. I told you yesterday I have issues with this particular indictment. But first, let's set the stage for you again.
If anybody in this country thinks, especially what happened over the past couple years with respect to President Trump, that it is okay for anybody to threaten the president of the United States, that it is okay to threaten the president of the United States and then have the media or others say, well, that's not serious, then we have a bigger problem than I even imagined in this country. Of course it's serious when you threaten the president of the United States, and anybody that tries to put forward some narrative that this is just about seashells or something to the contrary is missing the point. You cannot threaten the president of the United States. That's not my decision. That's Congress's decision in a law that they passed. And so, yes, of course, this is a serious case.
And I don't deny that. That's Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche. If you threaten the president, I think it is an offense to be investigated and maybe charges filed. But this case against Comey and this latest indictment is built on those seashells that he claims he just happened to see while walking on the beach. 86-47. 86 being a term in a restaurant business for killing an order, sending it back, whatever. You move up the legal and criminal chain and it becomes to kill or execute, get rid of someone. And 47 being that Trump was number 47 president at that point. I told you yesterday, I do not think that this is a viable charge. I know that upsets some of you. And yes, I agree that any threat against the president should be investigated. Trump stated that Instagram post showing those shells is, quote, representing tremendous danger. I don't like it. I don't like it. Make sure you hear it. Are you listening to me? Are you listening? I don't like the fact that he put those shells out and made something of it. But I also don't think that's grounds enough for moving forward for an impeachment, because there's so many other things we can go after Comey on. And I have support. Victor Davis Hanson.
I think the earlier indictment was a much stronger one. He had 245 times he lied to House Oversight Committee and said he didn't remember. And then they said, well, the prosecutor was not properly authorized to indict him in statute of limitations. But the more you think about this, he's a Machiavellian character. So he wants to threaten the president, but he wants to use a vicarious accidental finding to do it. So then he can say either he doesn't know what 86 is. And of course, the chief law enforcement officer does know that.
Of course.
And second, nobody ever finds messages like that.
That's the other point. You don't just happen to find them. Which raises the question that did Comey and or his wife put them on the sand and so then he could take a picture of them? I don't really care, except that if they did it, they've been denying it. And quite honestly, maybe Comey did it and included his wife kind of throwing her under the bus. Or maybe they were in agreement with it. But I don't think anyone just happened to put 86-47, knowing that's where Comey would walk. I don't believe that. You want to believe it? Go ahead. But the key here is that a valid threat against the president? I said yesterday, if you spray paint on a wall of a building, kill Trump, and you're seen doing it, someone could charge you and say you are threatening the president. No, I'm exercising my First Amendment right. Well, I do consider that kind of a threatening statement, but is it enough for charges that would hold and stick? And I don't think it would. I think it's a waste of time. I also think it's giving ammunition to the left that we shouldn't. No pun intended there. Why go after such vague charges when you've got the prior indictment against them? And again, on my side, I've got Victor Davis Hanson.
When the Attorney General's office announced the indictment, people were kind of startled. But then he said this was a long investigation and we examined a lot of messaging. So what I'm getting at is if there is something more, and what would that more be? If he said something in a private email that didn't come under attorney-client privilege and it said maybe to his friend or his daughter, this was cool or this is neat or this is a good way to threaten the president. If he did any of that, and I think these people are adept enough in the DOJ that they would know that he would squirm out of this ostensibly unless he's referred to it in communications, because they did mention that. They said we've done an exhaustive investigation months long about his communication, so let's withhold judgment until we find out there's a little bit of background to it.
But perjury on prior issues, messages that he took the Fifth on and also lied on in front of Congress, those are valid claims. And here's the thing I do like about it, even though I don't like the charge, it's costing James Comey. He's got to hire a private attorney to represent him. So sad, so bad, like they did to General Flynn, right? I'd mentioned earlier, is there a question about who actually shot the Secret Service agent the other night? Did another detail agent shoot him? I'll tell you why I raise that question later. Also coming up, Democrats claiming SCOTUS is bringing back Jim Crow laws, plus the story behind the story. Teflon linked to illness, death, deformities, and fighting against it for decades. Lock and load. You know what comes next. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Another day, must be another roofer in town. And John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem? He can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesundheit, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. It's that time of season when families' businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
And now we're at a point where affirmative action is gone, diversity is gone, equity gone, inclusion gone, racial tolerance gone, the Voting Rights Act largely gone. But guess what, extremists? We're still here.
That's right.
And we're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And we believe in this country.
Yeah.
Not a perfect country.
Yeah, you believe in what you can control of this country. That is Democrat Congressman and Minority Leader Jeffries, Hakeem Jeffries. He's talking about the fact that the Supreme Court issued a ruling regarding a Louisiana case, and they're wanting you to believe that the Supreme Court, on a 6-3 vote, was taking away voting rights. Here's the way it's reported by Axios, which is a leftist publication. The Supreme Court just narrowed a landmark voting law for a nation that has never been more divisive nor more divided on who gets political power. The Hill publication, another leftist. Senators in both parties say the Supreme Court has roiled the political landscape ahead of the midterm elections. Democrats are claiming you're pushing us back to Jim Crow. Why? Because they decided that the Louisiana gerrymandering case was based on racial division. Basically drawing congressional maps to include areas that were populated with black minority groups that would be definitely Democrat. Well, is any of this true? Let's go first to Project 21 is a leading voice of black conservatives for more than 30 years. And my guest is A.K. Kamara. A.K., glad to have you with us.
Thanks for having me on, Larry.
So what's your response to Hakeem Jeffries?
I think Hakeem Jeffries represents this era of the United States that we've been in, where we allowed a bunch of leftist, Marxist, black racial identitarians to beat the rest of society into accepting that it's okay to discriminate if you have an affirmative defense, which has patently been unconstitutional since its application. And I think that Hakeem Jeffries is part of a dying breed of Americans that believes that black people can't be racist. It's patently absurd, and I'm so happy that the Supreme Court ruled the right way on this monumental case.
With all due respect, AK, you do know what they would say about you. You're just an Uncle Tom.
Of course they would. And you know, want to know what I love to do, Larry? I have a great video that I've put on my social medias, on TikTok, on Facebook, on Instagram, where I break down the story of Josiah Henson. And I say that if you call me an Uncle Tom, it is a great badge and honor of a man who was very faithful, and that he went on to save hundreds of slaves once he found freedom in Canada. He came back to the United States, but he had such a moral clarity of his relationship with Jesus Christ. Call me an Uncle Tom. You might think that it's a slur or derogatory, but it is absolutely a badge of honor.
Well, Senate Democrat leader Schumer declares this ruling, quote, upends half a century of precedent, defies the spirit of the American civil rights movement.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad precedent, because I think Justice Clarence Thomas had a very powerful line in his concurring opinion. And he said, any idea that you would take a block of voters, strip away their identity, is antithetical to the idea of having a colorblind constitution. Because, believe it or not, black people, Hispanic people, white people, even though we have a common race or a common ethnicity, we are still individuals, and our constitution should treat us as such. The idea that is then inversed. I'm black and I represent Minnesota, which is mostly white, as the Republican National Committee man. Should I not be able to do that because I'm not white? So it's absurd if you flip it the other way. But the way that our legal precedents has been ruling is that, no, if you have a mostly black area, yes, you have to have black people all vote together. And it's absurd.
Well, the 1965 Voting Rights Act, and they're talking about Section 2, that this ruling narrows that it, and Section 2 did help end Jim Crow laws and expand voting protections for people of color across the South, especially black Americans. And those against what happened with the court say, you weaken it and say that Louisiana cannot gerrymander their district, so only black and minority groups live in this particular area, not taking their state population and dividing it by the number of seats they should get based on population, but based on race. And they say, no, that's not fair.
Yeah, I mean, listen, at the end of the day, when you look at Jim Crow legislation, they put undue burden on the basis of race. And so maybe the court's interpretation initially was to be able to be so heavy-handed to completely break up this idea. But especially in today's day and age, it literally makes no sense. We are a society that has elected multiple black elected officials across the nation. We had a black president. We had a black vice president. I mean, she's arguably mostly Indian and black. But the point is that I don't believe that the same application is needed. And the Supreme Court obviously made that as part of their ruling, that it's just patently absurd on its face and unconstitutional to create these voting blocks by race. That is not the era that we live in. And I think it was absolutely correct for the Supreme Court to rule as they did.
As I know the audience knows, but I'm going to repeat, for some might be a little bit off and not quite sure, every state gets 2 U.S. senators, but you get the number of representatives in the House based on your population and a division. And each congressional seat estimates to be about 780,000 residents. So you take your state population, you divide it by that, and that's how many congressional seats you get. But then when you could draw the map for actually voting, and you make sure that this one particular district has no one in there that would vote any way other than what you want, that's gerrymandering, regardless of which side you're on.
Absolutely. And let's be very clear. The reason that Democrats are going to start screaming racism is because that's what has worked for so long.
Yeah.
But the real truth, they are upset because they are losing power. One analysis by Politico said they could potentially lose 19 seats because of their racist gerrymandering.
19 seats. Now, this is very important going into the midterm because, again, every congressional seat in the House is up for re-election. Every seat.
Yep.
Do you think
absolutely.
Do you think this would roll up to 19 plus for the Republicans?
I mean, I think it should. Listen, the Democrats have been playing a game where they've been cheating to get the power that they have, whether we're talking about allowing illegal aliens to vote in our elections, or we're talking about this type of racial gerrymandering, or we're talking about using illegal aliens in their census data to be able to carve out districts, they've been stealing power. And so Louisiana, you know, the governor of Louisiana just announced that they're kind of pushing back their primary so they can kind of figure out how this is going to go. But yes, the funny thing is, by simply following a truly colorblind constitution that employs the idea of only American citizens voting and not including illegal aliens in our census for apportionment purposes, Republicans would have probably like a 60 seat, you know, additional advantage. And that's just by following the actual law and following the actual constitution. So to me, Democrats just show that they've been cheating the whole time.
That's an excellent point. A.K. Kamara with the Project 21, a leading voice of black conservatives. In 1965, census data showed 85% of Americans were white. 1965, when the Voting Rights Act got pushed through. And you have to credit LBJ for making sure it did get pushed through. And today, the share of white Americans is from 85% to 59%. So you look at racial division in this country, and they want you to believe that every black, every minority group will vote Democrat if you just get them to the polls in time.
Yeah, which is so absurd. I mean, just in the state of Minnesota, at this point, when it comes to elected officials, we have a handful of black Republicans. The Speaker of our House is a black woman who's Republican. My good friend Walter Hudson is also a black Republican. I represent Minnesota's Republican Party to the Republican National Committee. I'm a black Republican. There's just so many. This is not, again, the era that we're in, which is a good thing. But Democrats will do everything in their power to keep racism alive. I mean, just look at the report from the Southern Poverty Law Center. They're literally paying white supremacists and white nationalists to keep racism alive in this country for political advantage.
Yeah, they need an enemy that they can raise funds for. In our last 30 seconds, you know, you are going against the NAACP president, Johnson, who says this ruling by the court was a license for corrupt politicians who want to rig the system, a devastating blow to blacks.
It is a devastating blow to the politicians that do want to rig the system against actual equality. So I hope they lose all the political power that they've stolen.
Boy, I couldn't agree more. A.K. Kamara, I want to thank you again for your time, sir.
Thank you very much, Larry. Have a good rest of your day.
Yes, sir. Project 21, again, that's a leading voice of black conservatives for more than 30 years. A black man saying that, one, obviously, blacks can also be racist. We certainly should know that. If you think anyone is inferior or superior because of their color, you're a racist. I don't care what your color is. Justice Kagan, in dissenting yesterday, said this decision will set back the foundational right of racial equality. No, it makes it better. Coming up, the story behind the story, the dangers of Teflon.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
You knew. Still, you did nothing.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains.
Hi, Grammers.
What are you doing here?
Your grandma tells me her grandson's some fancy environment lawyer down in Cincinnati.
I am a corporate defense attorney.
So?
I defend chemical companies.
Well, now you can defend me.
How many did you lose?
190.
190 cows.
You tell me nothing's wrong here.
It's a small matter for a family friend. Help a guy who needs it.
The farmer or you? That's chemicals, I'm telling you.
I'm seeing documents. I don't understand.
They're hiding something.
That chemical. What if you drank it?
Drank it?
That's like saying, what if I swallowed a tire? What if whatever's killing those cows is in the drinking water?
And it was. That is a clip of Dark Waters, the movie Dark Waters, released in 2019, based on the 1998 battle between the real attorney, Robert Ballot, played by Mark Ruffalo in the movie, as they tried to expose the dangers behind Teflon that DuPont knew about and covered up. Have you used Teflon in the past? Have Teflon pans? There have been changes, so you shouldn't be that concerned, and yet I don't think a lot of folks ever knew there was a danger with Teflon. Teflon was accidentally discovered in April 1938 by one of the scientists at DuPont. He found that tetrafluoroethylene gas had polymerized in a waxy, nonstick, heat-resistant solid they called PTFE. They got a patent on it in 1941, trademark in 1945. You know where it was first used? Teflon was first used in the Manhattan Project for sealing nuclear materials. And then, of course, they thought, you know, this could work on cookware. so things don't stick to the pan. Make it easier for the housewives and easier to cook. This was part of the PFAS, now known as forever chemicals, regarding Teflon. And the Dark Waters case deals with how the water got polluted in one area, but that was just one. There were numerous reports of water contamination and personal injury claims near DuPont plants in West Virginia, Ohio, New Jersey. Health monitoring issues had to be needed, environmental cleanup, allegations that the company knew and ignored the risk. There was evidence early, of sickness, death, various cancers, and even deformities. And one in particular was where children were born with maybe one eye or a drooping eye on the other side, and maybe no nose. One of the plaintiffs in the original case, also emphasized in the movie Dark Waters, was Bucky Bailey.
I was originally born with just one nostril, limited vision in my right eye.
Bucky Bailey's mother worked in the DuPont chemical plant in 1980 in Parkersville, West Virginia, making Teflon, the nonstick surface for pots and pans. What Bucky's mother didn't know at the time was that she was exposed to a chemical known as PFOA.
She was working directly with the chemical while she was pregnant with me,
which is now proven to be linked to cancer.
The doctors, they were just completely scared. They said, don't get your hopes up. He won't make it through the night.
And I can't imagine what it must have been like for your mom to hear that and see that.
Two of the seven women, nearly 30%, gave birth to babies that had the exact facial deformities that your company already knew
about.
We're
done here.
Dark Waters tells the true story of Robert Belotte, the underdog lawyer who took on the industrial giant DuPont Chemical on behalf of people like Bucky.
I am a corporate defense attorney.
Ruffalo plays the real-life lawyer who started out defending chemical companies, only to switch sides and file lawsuits against DuPont.
We were dealing with something that was not just affecting one family and one farmer and animals on one piece of property. But when I saw that this was a chemical that was in the entire community's water supply and in the blood of the entire country, but nobody knew that.
It was 1998 when West Virginia farmer Wilbur Tennant asked Robert Belotte for help. Something was killing his cattle.
This cow died about 20, 30 minutes ago.
He made these videos showing the runoff from a landfill owned by the DuPont chemical plant, one of the largest employers in his town of Parkersburg.
You saw these animals with tumors, with black teeth, wasting away, and they're standing in white, sudsy, foaming water. And you could see it coming out of a landfill. I mean, it was, to me at least, it was pretty obvious there was a problem here.
That's Robert Belotte, who is the real attorney in the case, wrote a book later called Exposure. And again, some of those clips from ABC and the movie Dark Waters. Robert Belotte taking on a case which was threatening his future existence because he worked for a firm working for corporations. And here he's battling against one, DuPont, one of the biggest, if not the biggest at that point. He had a lot at stake, but he'd also seen enough to convince him DuPont had to be held responsible. And it had to be stopped then. It had to be made public. And DuPont was going to fight them at every step of the way, as it was pointed out again in the movie in Dark Waters.
At DuPont. Better living through chemistry. It's our DNA.
You need to tell me what in the hell's going on.
DuPont is knowingly poisoning 70,000 local residents for the last 40 years.
You knew, still you did nothing.
You want to flush your career down the toilet for some cowhand?
You want to take everything that you know and turn it against an iconic American company like an informant. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? Isn't that right?
Yes.
They have all the money, all the firepower, and they'll use it. I know. I was one of them. Our government is captive to DuPont. They're trying to force you to make me stop.
He was willing to risk his job, his family,
for a stranger who needed his help.
The system is rigged. They want us to think it'll protect us. We protect us. We do.
We protect us. And he said the system is subject, and our government is subject to DuPont. I told you earlier, the original use of Teflon was to basically seal nuclear materials during the Manhattan Project. So you saw multiple state and our individuals and our class actions being filed. What happened? So yes, there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
What did DuPont know, and when did they know it?
They knew it was causing cancer in animals by the 1980s. They knew it was in the drinking water of the community by the early 1980s. And they had even set their own internal standards of what's safe, even though the government regulators didn't know about it.
The lawsuit on behalf of Wilbur Tennant alleges that DuPont was dumping toxic chemicals, contaminating his water supply, killing hundreds of his cattle. Tennant ultimately settled with DuPont, and the company admitted no wrongdoing. In a statement to ABC News, DuPont says, "Nothing is more important than the safety of our employees and the communities in which we operate. Unfortunately, this movie misrepresents things that happened years ago, including our history, our values, and science. In some cases, the film depicts wholly imagined events."
That is a perfectly worded corporate response, right? And again, the claim was you've known about it since the 1980s. And here was 1998 when Robert Beloit, a defense attorney from Cincinnati, a corporate defense attorney, listened to a farmer, saw what had happened, and began to investigate what was happening. The film itself is based, the Dark Waters film is based on the 2016 New York Times Magazine article, "The Lawyer Who Became DuPont's Worst Nightmare," written by Nathan Rich. I want to give him credit for that. Well, what happened? As I pointed out to you, you had various lawsuits and settlements along the way. New Jersey statewide settlement for $2.5 billion. That was announced just last year, 2025. Agreeing to record-breaking settlements for PFAs, forever chemicals, and contamination in that case in New Jersey, to include remediation and water treatment. Parkersburg, West Virginia class action, $670 million settled in 2017. The Ohio River contamination, $110 million settlement in 2023. Husk Falls, New York settlement for $27 million, again for contamination in the New York area. All the lawsuits claiming DuPont continued using and discharging these chemicals despite their own studies proving it was harmful to human health and the environment, and linked to kidney cancer, testicular cancer, thyroid disease, and other illnesses. The forever chemical issue refers to chemicals that do not break down in the environment and can be long-term contamination. But despite all the settlements I just read for you, DuPont did not admit any guilt.
Without admitting wrongdoing, DuPont settled the class action lawsuit for $70 million, part of which funded a scientific study that eventually found a probable link between PFOAs and diseases like testicular cancer, kidney cancer, and thyroid disease.
And you said your mom is now suffering illnesses herself.
She is. She has thyroid disease, which is linked to the chemical. Chemical exposure, yes.
I might do something to my nose.
Initially, Bucky was part of the class action lawsuit, but dropped out after his birth defect couldn't be linked. It hasn't stopped him from becoming a fierce advocate.
I don't want money. I want peace of mind. I want other people to have hope and faith that they can take a shower, they can take a drink of water from their water source, and it'd be clean water.
He was one of many children born during that time with maybe one nostril, maybe missing one eye, or a deeply dropped eye on one side. And then his mother came down with it. Now, we need to point this out. I want you to keep this in mind. What has happened since that time? Generally, Teflon is considered non-toxic and safe for every day if used according to the manufacturer instructions. And here's where you have an issue, possibly. Older Teflon pans manufactured before 2013 might well contain it in an area where it could cause cancer, thyroid disorders, and liver disease if they were manufactured before 2013. If you have some more recent, but they get chipped or flaking, then you might be ingesting. And they say that would not be considered harmful, that you would pass it through your system without being absorbed. And if the surfaces get scratched, there might be uneven heating and further degradation and could make it unsafe. So the Teflon-coated products, according to instructions from DuPont, is one and others. You should never preheat an empty pan. It reaches a dangerous temperature in minutes. You use low to medium heat, and you ventilate your kitchen with exhaust fans or whatever, and replace any pans that show visible signs of excessive scratching or peeling. Teflon was viewed as, what an amazing product, non-stick surfaces. But DuPont already knew at that time that it had a hazardous threat to the public. Ignored it, denied it, and is yet to admit that they were directly responsible. They just simply settled. That's the story behind the story of Teflon. Tomorrow, the story behind the story. Building the Empire State Building. Tomorrow makes the date the Empire State Building opened. Some interesting facts you might not know. The story behind the story tomorrow, the Empire State Building. Our second hour is yet to come, and we remind you of our pledge, one nation under God.
Podcast of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Bill Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge. A wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law. O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Under Law does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Under Law has already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Under Law. .com. O-N-D-E-R. Underlaw.com. Wins.
This is News Talk STL.